Blog Talk Radio.
Well, if not, let's do it together right here and now. you say your prayer while I say mine, or just listen to this prayer that I will say. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep, come to you humble with thanksgiving and praise to you for giving us blessings, the blessings you have given to us, especially restoration and allowing us black folk in the United States as well as in the world to see that we are united and we are the true Israelites from the Holy Bible that has been kept from us since I can remember. Father, thank you for saying sound mind, excellent health, and keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Father, I pray, I beseech thee to put us black folk in America on one page, the same page. Amen. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. Sheep, now I want you to know that First Fruits starts next Sabbath, and that is the gathering of the fruits from your fields when you come into a new land. But we're coming into a new season, the planting season. So if you planted anything last season, just go and clean it up and gather that and make an offering to our Father in heaven. Let me identify myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day, Saturday, in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourself in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Also, you can find it in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Those are the Ten Commandments. But there are precepts other than those that we should learn and keep. Now, I know that we're not supposed to wear pants, but I do when I do my gardening or go fishing. I wear pants. And I ask our Father to forgive me for that, but that's the truth. That's what I do. I want you to know that Sabbath starts every Friday evening and it ends Saturday evening. Also, I read from the King James Book of the Bible. Well, from the King James Version of the Bible. And I want you to have your three P's ready. And those of you who listen to me know that the three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. You might want to jot some scripture down that I may say to you. Or you just might want to jot down a statement that I will say to you. Listen, sheep, follow me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 38. Let us read. We'll begin reading at verse 1. Jeremiah in the dungeon. Let's read chapter 38, verse 1. Then Shephaniah the son of Matan and Gedaliah the son of Pasher, the son of Jukel of Shelemiah, and Pasher, the son of Melchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken unto all the people, saying, Thus said Yah the Lord, He that remaineth in this city shall die by the sword. You know, sword is a knife, long knife. By famine. Famine is lack of having food, lack of food. And by pestilence. You know, pestilence are diseases. There are so many diseases coming up now, like Ebola, AIDS, you name it. There are, you probably can name more than I, but the word pestilence means disease. But he that goes forth to the Chaldeans shall live, for he shall have his life for prey. And prey means like as a prize or a victim. And like prey usually means people will hunt you down like an animal and destroy you or kill you. And this is what I see in the United States of America for our young black males. They are prey for white police officers to kill them. Verse 3, we are in Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 3. Let's read. Thus said Yah the Lord, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. Therefore the princess said unto the king, We beseech thee. Beseech means to ask. Or to beg, let this man be put to death. And my thought was, after you hear the truth hurts. And they said, let this man be put to death, for thus he weakens the hand of the men of war that remain in this city, and the hand of all the people in speaking such words unto them. For this man seeketh not the welfare of his people, but the hurt. And the reason why he's saying that, just go back up to verse 2, where Jeremiah pronounced that he that remaineth in this city will die by the sword, pestilence, and famine. And the princes just did not want the truth to be known. This is why they are asking the king to let this man be put to death. Let's pick up reading at verse 5 of chapter 38 in the book of Jeremiah. Then Zedekiah the king said, Behold, he is in your hand, for the king is not he that can do anything against you. Verse 6, Then took they Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Melchiah, the son of Hananel, which was in the court of the prison, and they let down Jeremiah with cords, and in the dungeon there was no water but mire. And mire is like wet mud, you know, or swampy. So Jeremiah sunk into the mire. And mire means to go down. I don't know how many feet he sunk, but I'm thinking that it wasn't deep enough to kill him. Verse 7. Now, when Abimelech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs, and a eunuch is a male that would guard the women, and he was castrated, his testicles were removed from his body so that he could not get those women pregnant, which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon. The king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Abimelech went forth out of the king's house and spake unto the king, saying, my Lord, the King, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah. In the let me start reading verse 9 again. It says, my Lord, the King, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah, the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is like to die for hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Abimelech the Ethiopian. Now, Ethiopian are people that are black like me, and they are Jews. That's what I have read, and I don't recall where from, but the Ethiopians were our children of Israel, some of them, saying, take from hence 30 men with thee, thee means you, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he die. So Abimelech took the men with him and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast clots. I don't know what clots are. I do know like cast iron, and that's like hard, like a hard skillet. So I'm thinking that cast might be something that's hard. And old rotten rags, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. Verse 12, and Abimelech the Ethiopian said unto Jeremiah, now put these old cast clots and rotten rags under thine armholes. Armholes, he's talking about pits, under the cords, and Jeremiah did so. Verse 13. So they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Then Zedekiah the king sent and took Jeremiah the prophet unto him into a third entry that is in the house of Yah the Lord. And the king said unto Jeremiah, I will ask thee a thing, hide nothing from me. Then Jeremiah said unto Zedekiah, if I declare, well, he's saying, if I say it unto you, wilt thou not surely put me to death? And if I give thee counsel, wilt thou not hearken? Hearken unto me. Hearken means listen to me. So Zedekiah the king swore secretly unto Jeremiah. Excuse me, I need to burp. Let's pick up reading at verse 16 again. So Zedekiah the king swore secretly unto Jeremiah, saying, as the Lord liveth that made us this soul, I will not put thee to death, neither will I give thee into the hand of these men that seek thy life. And you know why the men seek Zedekiah's life, Jeremiah's life. That's because Jeremiah is a prophet, and in verse 2 of chapter 38, he pronounced that these that remaineth in the city will die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. And he destroyed the morale of those fighting men that were left in that city. So let's pick up reading at verse 17. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, thus said Yah the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if thou wilt assuredly go forth unto the king of Babylon's princes, then thy soul shall live, and thus this city shall not be burned with fire, and thou shalt live in thine house. So if he gives up, that's a good thing. But, verse 18, but if thou wilt not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then shall this city be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand. Wow. I won't say, because I can't remember exactly where in this Bible, but there's another place that's going to burn by the Chaldeans. And I want to say, but I'll leave that alone until I can find it. Nonetheless, this place I'm thinking about is close to my heart. It's where I was born. verse 19, let's pick up reading. And Zedekiah the king said unto Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews that are fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they mock me. Well, mock means to make fun of or to taunt. Verse 20, but Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech. Beseech means to ask or beg thee, the voice of the Yah the Lord, which I speak unto thee, so it shall be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. But if thou refusest to go forth, this is the word that Yah the Lord has shown me. And behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes, and those women shall say, thy friends have set thee on and have prevailed. Prevail means to win against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire. Well, you know, sunk means to go down, and mire means muddy, muddy or swampy. And they are turned away back. Verse 23. So they shall bring out all thy wives and thy children to the Chaldeans, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand, but thou shalt be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and thou shalt cause this city to be burned with fire. Verse 24. Then said Zedekiah unto Jeremiah, let no man know of these words that thou shalt, and thou shalt not die. But if the princes hear that I have talked with thee, thee means you, and they come unto thee and say unto thee, declare. Declare means to pronounce or tell us, or declare unto us now what thou hast said unto the king. Hide it not from us, and we will not put thee to them. So what the king also, what the king said unto thee. Verse 26. Thou shalt not say unto them, I pray. Let me see. Verse 26 again. Then thou shalt say unto them, I presented my supplication. Supplication means humble prayer. For before the king, that he should not caused me to return to Jonathan's house to die there. I thought he was put in some other man's name house where the dungeon was. But nonetheless, let's go back, pick up at verse 27. Then came all the princes unto Jeremiah and asked him, and he told them according to all these words that the king had commanded. So they left off speaking with him, for the matter was not perceived. So he saved his life by saying what the king had told him to say. Verse 28. So Jeremiah abode in the court. He lived in the court of the prison until the day that Jerusalem was taken, and he was there when Jerusalem was taken. I pray that you sheep understand. I have read Jeremiah chapter 38, and I pray that you sheep understand why Jeremiah was put into the dungeon, and that's because of what was said. He said in chapter 38, verse 2, he had pronounced that he that remaineth in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But if the person goes forth, he shall live. If he surrendered himself to the Chaldeans, he would live, although he would live as prey. And so the princes, they thought that he should not speak the truth. And the truth was, if they did not surrender, Jerusalem would be burned. And it was burned. Sheep, let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we your sheep, thank you for all the things, especially your constant protection from the evil one, for all the things that you do for us. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debts. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. Jesus. And I say that, a.k.a. because the oppressor did not teach us who we were. And for years, I was in the church, and I was not taught who I was. I am so glad my Heavenly Father allowed me to feed his sheep. And this is why I learned that we are the children of Israel. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's our Father's will, I'll be back with you next week. Also, this is what I want you to do. I want you to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com and purchase Dr. Reginald Eady's book. It helped me to learn how to eat and save myself. Also, go to Amazon.com and purchase my three books, The Unseen. I think that everyone should read that book, as well as my other two books, The Passing and my children's book, The Broken Plant. Those are all e-books on Amazon that I have written, and share my thoughts. I love you, but God loves you more. I will speak with you next Sabbath. Amen. Hallelujah. Father.
your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them, to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He loves, and His wisdom will be our helping hand.